You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
My city usually makes news headlines for very not good reasons, but this reason is hilarious. So there's a running joke in our city. Every single time a restaurant closes or there's an announcement of a new building being built, a restaurant coming to town, it's a running joke that it's a Red Lobster opening up because we love Red Lobster here, but we don't have one. There used to be one here and it closed down. So it's just been a running joke. Literally since I've moved here 11 years ago, it was a running joke. So I don't know how long it's been going on. And today at the Red Lobster headquarters in Orlando, Florida, someone paid for this banner to be flown outside Red Lobster headquarters. And that is just insane to me. Yes, Red Lobster, we here in Wausau, Wisconsin do love the Cheddar Bay biscuits, but we also love that unlimited lobster that made you guys go into crippling debt, but we don't talk about that as long as you give us a Red Lobster. Iconic. I just don't know who in Wausau, Wisconsin could afford this and make this happen, but thank you to whoever did.
An update here, live at the draft, it's Shea Rife reporting, and I did just shake the commissioner's hand, Roger Goodell's, and I's hands touched. I gave it a great firm shake. Back to you, Ryden Paul.
My fellow Americans, the Bears still suck!
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Wausau works.
Hello, Wausau.
Dive into Wausau's heart with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Does that mean I'm stupid?
As they bring you the stories, people, and passion.
You're fine.
Okay.
All right. And make Wausau a community like no other. Your journey through Wausau's soul starts with the Wausau Business Show.
Fellow Wausaunians with 100% action-packed Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show, episode number 54.
We're back.
Hello.
Hello and good morning, everyone.
It's officially prom season, Paul, and draft season.
Oh, yeah, and maple syrup season, don't forget.
The official maple syrup provider of the Wausau Business Show, Dean Cannenberg,
hey,
he's
Dean.
The official cooker,
yes,
says he's been done with his Wisconsin Valley Fair first place blue ribbon award-winning maple syrup for 3 weeks already.
Wow, he finished early this year.
Who knew?
And the farmer's market starts today, Ryan. You know I'm a big fan.
Huge fan. I'm a fan of the NFL draft, Paul, which apparently went very well.
Yeah, they had a ton of people that they were expecting, what, 250,000? How many people actually came?
I think they said around 600,000.
Oh my gosh.
So it seems like a rousing, wild success.
Absolutely. Who's coming up on the show this week?
Rob Hone, one of the directors of the Wausau Ultra. Wausau Ultra. It's all one word there. It's going on this weekend at Sylvan Hills, and they run until they can't run anymore.
Yeah, what a wild race idea.
Coming
keep going.
From all over the country until they can't run.
Until they can't stand anymore.
They love running so much that they do it until they pass out and the last man standing wins.
I can't even believe they do this kind of thing.
It's literally going on for days. They don't sleep. They barely eat.
Right.
So we're going over there to learn about the ultra culture.
Fun.
It turns out Wausau is like a hub, almost like a national hub for endurance athletes.
Yeah, they have world-class athletes in this type of event. It's a real interesting culture, that's for sure.
I can't wait to hear more about it. I wonder if any of them are wearing shoes they bought on eastbay.com.
Oh, cool.
The official announcement came out. East Bay is getting a book. They're being honored by the Harvard Business Review. Rick Gehring and Art Yedis are coming out with a new book in 2026. It's official. It's on Amazon.com as a placeholder. You can pre-order it, it looks like. And the official book title is The Book of East Bay, How Two Friends Built the Business That Launched Sneakerhead Culture. I mean, people are buying sneakers for $600 now.
And these guys were entrepreneurs selling shoes out of the back of their car to start with.
And then they took that company public.
Yeah.
IPO, baby.
Yeah,
I don't know if any other company in Wausau may. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head where a company in Wausau went IPO on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone either.
I remember the time that happened. You know, the ticker symbol.
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked it up on, at the time, it was like AOL.com.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to track this. I'm going to pretend like I'm going to buy some of their socks and just watch it. And I put in eBay as their ticker symbol. And a couple of years later, I'm like, wow, if I would have invested $100 into this, I'd be loaded right now. And turns out it was eBay.com. Yeah, right. I had the wrong ticker symbol.
Close enough.
Yeah, but hopefully we've been talking to Art and Rick and Harry Colcord.
Right.
And we really want to get them on the Wausau Business Show. And they want to come on, but they want to time it with their book coming out.
Right.
I mean, and that's a big deal to be on Harvard Business Review, you know, publishing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say it's a big deal to be on the Wausau Business Show.
There are millions of listeners. Yeah.
Shout out to Phil Hankey for helping us find that story.
Yeah. We've also got Wausau Mama blogger and the ABCs of Wausau author Cheryl Woken coming up. And
Jesse Bartnick is coming in to talk about what's going on at Malarkey's.
Yeah, they have townies all torn up, but Malarkey's is sticking around, and Jesse's managing the place.
Yeah, Jesse's the executive director over there running the place, putting it all together for us.
And an investor in it all. So we will talk to Jesse to give us the details about that.
Exciting.
And we got to keep going.
Wow, it doesn't stop today.
100% action-packed Wausau. Tim Parker from the Community Foundation is helping coordinate the DeMola CEO Red Lobster interview.
Yeah, he's making progress too, I heard.
But today he's stopping by to mainly talk about the Chicago tribute band that's going on with Patrick Phelan. Remember we talked to his son? He was in the movie A Great Unknown.
Yeah.
Or A Complete Unknown.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And Academy Award nominated movie.
Yeah, big time.
So Tim and Patrick are going to come in and talk about the Chicago tribute band concert that's coming up next weekend.
At UWSP, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. But now Marla Kobeck is on the horn to talk about the champions of business.
Yeah.
What's up, Marla?
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. From Junior Achievement and officially also, well, you volunteer at Junior Achievement as the vice president of the board, right?
That's correct. Yep.
But your full-time job is director of Stop Loss Relationships and Marketing at UMR. Great company.
It is a great company. Proud to work there 17 years.
17?
Wow, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, what a run.
Started when I was 15.
You got stock options there?
I hope so.
Okay, all right. All right, so you guys are putting on, what? How many years have you been doing this? The Junior Achievement Champions of Business. How many, what year is this?
Yeah, so we're starting our 16th year. So this started back in 2009. Really is a way to honor Wausau and the surrounding area's regional business community. So it's great to see this continue on for the 16th year.
So this is the 16th year, and every year you're honoring what they call champions of business. So people that are regional champions, like the Hall of Fame of business people in Wausau. And they have to be alive or deceased, or can it be either? Yeah.
Great question. They can be alive or they could be deceased. So, yeah, it's a unique way of recognizing business leaders because we're honoring leaders who are no longer associated with the business that they helped lead,
wow.
but they were founders or developers of. So a little different than how some other programs honor business leaders.
So you've got the Founders Award that you do once a year. These are people going into the Hall of Fame of Business in Wausau, Paul.
Yeah, really cool.
Those are people that are entrepreneurs and founded the business that they're being honored for, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's been really interesting to learn about these leaders, and they're quite impressive, especially growing up in Wausau. You know, I wasn't really aware or alert or not necessarily having really a care when I was younger as to these businesses. So as I've gotten older and, you know, made my return back to Wausau, it's been really neat to learn more about these founders that have made Wausau what it is and created an opportunity for me to come back here and you guys as well.
So you're a boomeranger back to Wausau. Where were you before coming back home?
Yeah, so I went to college in La Crosse, Wisconsin, so great college town, and then moved to maybe an even better college town of Madison, and then made my way back to the Wausau area to be closer to my parents and my now husband's parents who are from Marshfield.
Great city.
So, yeah.
Great city of Marshfield. Have a great Indian restaurant there. So the Founders Award is the one award that you give out every year. That's the biggie? Is that the biggie?
Yeah, that's key. That's really the entrepreneurs of the Wausau area. So those who, you know, came up with their own business idea and made it their own.
And are we announcing, can we announce who that is? Is that public knowledge this year yet?
It is public knowledge.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So
Also, we should mention that Paul and I are the MCs for this event this year.
Can't wait.
Honored to be the MCs for the Champions of Business.
Ew. Thank you so much for doing it. We're excited to have you with your Wausau Business Show. It was quite a perfect fit to have you be part of this event.
So yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, it seems happy to be a marriage made in heaven.
That's right.
So this, the founder is Mark Ewing, and he started what was the Wisconsin Valley Electric Company in 1915, which provided the first electricity to the area.
I think
I didn't even know they had electricity in 1915.
I guess that's, you know, you take Edison's idea and you proliferate.
Right.
So thank you, Mark, for many good electrical grid years.
Yeah, for starting us out.
What do we know about Mark? Is his family going to be at this event then to receive the award? Or I'm assuming he's passed on already, obviously.
Yes, he did pass away in 1922. So to your question earlier, we do honor those who are still with us and those who have passed.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
We generally
100 years ago.
Do some research and find living family. It can be grandkids, great grandchildren, aunts, uncles, what have you. So, yes, generally we will have family there, and I believe Mark's family will be there as well to accept the award.
Great.
It's really fun getting to know these families. It's really cool.
Yeah, so they get an award. Do they get any financial benefit, any kickbacks or anything out of this? Or?
Free meal at least?
Junior Achievement is a nonprofit.
Oh, right. It's a fundraiser for Junior Achievement.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
I like the idea, though.
Yeah. Okay, so they get to go in the Hall of Fame, then they get an award, and they get a plaque on the Riverwalk.
Right.
Actually, you see them on the Riverwalk, all the champions every year.
Yeah, that's really cool, like Circle of Champions or whatever they call it.
Yeah, take a swing down there once the weather gets a little bit nicer. It's really cool to look back at the history of who has won these awards and, again, learn more about Wausau's history. It's really, really a neat thing.
Then there's the Developers Award. And the developers went on and they developed businesses that were already in existence. Is that how that works?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, and this year's Developer Award goes to John Forrester, who has a connection with the Woodson legacy or the Woodson Art Museum. Is that right? He married into the Woodson family or something like that?
He did. He did it right. He married A.P. Woodson's daughter, Alice, and then got more involved with the Woodson Foundation through that relationship and became a prominent member of many boards and civic organizations in the area. And then this is kind of a cool fact. He and his wife donated their house in downtown Wausau, which is now the Woodson Art Museum.
Yeah, and isn't it true that somebody, like, wasn't one married to the other's wife and then they wife swapped or something like that?
Well, you know, I think that might need to stay under the carpet, but I think you're right.
Oh, yeah. I thought
No comment, but yes.
Is that not well-known knowledge?
I think it is well known.
Okay, I'm not letting the cat out of the bag gossiping 100 years later or something. I think the statute of limitations on gossip on that one have run out.
Have long expired.
Okay, so, and then Harlan Lewitsky is also being honored as well as for a developer award, right?
Yeah, he sure is. His story is really neat. He graduated from UW-Madison and became a licensed professional engineer and really, you know, became a leader in the industry. And then he ended up purchasing a company called Leverance Electric, which then led to the creation of what is still in existence, L&F Electric.
Yeah, Jeremy Lewinsky runs that thing now, which is what, his son or grandson?
Grandson, yep.
Oh, very cool. And they do a lot of electrical work with dams throughout the United States and the world, I think, internationally, and hydro and commercial electrical work. So really nice company there. But these awards have been given out to John Sonnentag from County Materials last year. David Grable, Mr. Grable, Grable Van Lines.
Right.
Really cool company there. DC Everest won it one year.
Who can forget that? That's right.
Bernie Greenheck, founder of Greenheck.
What a list.
Jim McIntyre, who used to run Greenheck, CEO, God rest his soul. He died a couple years ago. John Sturtevant.
Right.
Camp Sturtevant. John Sturtevant.
Oh, my gosh. I was just there.
Yeah. He started the Wausau Record Herald, which became the Wausau Daily Herald.
Yeah.
So some really a who's who of business in Wausau.
Business
being
legends.
Honored.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a
rundown
memory lane and history lane.
Yeah. How about any women? Any ladies that have won this award, or is it pretty much just a guys'
just
club?
The fellas.
You know, I appreciate that, being a woman myself. And, you know, it's interesting because only a couple of women have won these awards. But my hope is that this continues on for years to come. And my hope is that we see more women come to the table here and win some of these awards. And if I can, it kind of leads into our keynote speaker. So every year for this event, we like to have a keynote speaker come and talk about leadership and entrepreneurship. And we like to find someone who's from the Wausau area or associated with the Wausau area. And this year, we do have a female keynote speaker. Oh. I believe she was a guest on your show a couple of months ago, Katie Wanzarski-Lee, who is the co-creator and CEO of a seltzer drink in Zurich, Switzerland called Sundays.
Keynote speaker, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Coming back over the pond for this one, huh?
Yeah, so we need to hear her story and her take on leadership and entrepreneurship. And I you know, maybe someday she'll be on this list of award winners.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she's on the right track. She is. She's coming back over just for this event to be the keynote speaker, from what I understand. Is that right?
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, well,
we're very honored to have her.
Yeah, that is awesome. It's the number one or number two hard seltzer sold in Switzerland.
That's right.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
And you guys got a taste of it.
We did. We got a nice taste of it. It was delicious.
Well, Marla, we look forward. This happens on Thursday night, this Thursday, at the Jefferson Street Inn. And we look forward to hosting it. Very honored to be among all of these wonderful business leaders and legends.
Absolutely. We're happy to host this. We can't wait to hear more stories about these individuals, and happy to have you guys there as well.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of the sponsors. We couldn't do this event without the sponsors and all the great it does for junior achievements and, you know, our youth who hopefully will become some founders and developers in our area for the years to come.
Bring them back and encourage them to start those businesses in Wausau, Wisconsin,
USA.
All right, thanks, Marla. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Marla. See you Thursday.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back on the Wausau Business Show with Wausau Ultra Race Director Rob Hone.
Yeah, Rob.
They're going to start racing, and they're not going to stop.
Crazy.
It's the Wausau Business Show.
We'll be right back.
Scott Street Steak and Pub to the beer at Dave's Bolodome. This is the Wausau Business Show.
At Incredible Mortgage, we have what it takes to get you into a new home fast. How fast? Our 20-day close guarantee means you can be move-in ready sooner. Fast pre-approvals empower you to make an offer when you find the perfect home. Plus, our home loan experts are incredibly responsive, always ready to answer your questions. Let's make your home ownership dreams a reality. Are you ready? Visit us at IncredibleMortgage.com to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strongbridge Wealth Advisors invites you to an exclusive market update with Russell Price, Chief Economist for Ameriprise Financial. Curious about where the markets are headed? Wondering how economic trends could impact your investments? The event will take place on Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at 4 p.m. at the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn in Wausau, Wisconsin. Gain valuable insights on market trends and the economic outlook and investment strategies for 2025 and beyond. This is a free event, but space is limited. Call 715-422-7604 or visit strongbw.com to reserve your spot today.
This is an informational seminar. There is no cost or obligation. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We have any Jets fans in the audience? You're welcome. Also, sorry, you know. When it comes to quarterbacks, you guys are like our play it again sports.
Hey, folks, this is Charlie Behrens. Our Kripescast is coming up at noon on Bull Falls Radio. Now back to the Wausau Business Show with your cheese curd brained hosts, Ryan and Paul, served with a nice side of ranch dressing. All right, Wausau, I love you so much. I'll be back soon. And hey, watch for deer, okay? Bye bye now.
And since the day Milwaukee, you in trouble in high school. But college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me.
Time. It's the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
All right, here we are. We're going to go out to Sylvan Hills now and talk to some of the most amazing athletes you've ever heard from. Some may say crazy.
Yeah. Did you say crazy or amazing?
Well, here we are at Sylvan Hills.
Yeah, it's exciting. A little cold and damp this morning.
Yeah, Rob Hone is one of the founders of the Wausau Ultra. And many people would say what you're doing here is insane, Rob. Can you describe it, please?
What we're doing is it's a limitless, or it's usually known as a backyard style run. So it's a last person standing event. Every hour on the hour, the runners are going to do 4.167 miles. At 12 hours, it's 50 miles, and then at 100 miles, at 24 hours. So we have
What happens?
Every hour on the hour, they're going to line up and keep going until there's only one person left.
Okay, and they run for how long? Just explain
we're
it to
our
us.
Head around this.
Yeah,
here.
Just explain it to us slowly here. They're actually running for how many miles? This isn't like a marathon where you run for 26.2 miles at Sylvan Hill. They're coming on in from all over the country to run how long?
Yeah, as far as they can. So we'll have many that go over 100 miles out here.
That's crazy. So they keep going until they drop, basically?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have medical people on staff? How many people are competing, first of all, in this?
Yeah, so we have 79 here for the Limitless run, and then tomorrow we'll have another 50 coming out to do either one or two loops.
Are there teams, or is this an individual that everybody competes against one another?
Yep. So it's all individual competition, but it's not really that much of a competition. It's more of a friendly environment, as everyone's kind of working together to go as far as you can until it gets down to about three people.
And then it gets really competitive?
A little bit more, yeah. That'll be tomorrow sometime.
So they're going to start here in about 36 minutes. It's currently Friday at 8:23 a.m., and they're going to run until when?
Well, Sunday. I'm guessing Sunday.
Gosh. Yep.
We have a cutoff of Sunday at 12 p.m. But we've never gotten to that yet.
Do they sleep?
A little bit.
While they're running, or how does that work?
So as long as they can get in a loop before the next hour, they can sleep.
They can buy themselves a nap.
Yes. So if you can run it in 50 minutes, so you can get about an 8-minute sleep and get on the line and go again.
So every hour on the hour starts another lap.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long is the lap?
4.167 miles.
Okay. All right. I'm getting my head around it.
We'll get it.
Okay. So you run one lap per hour until the last man is standing.
Yes.
And that could be Sunday.
It could be Sunday. Yep. It has in the past. Our longest one, we've been out here for 39 hours.
So they're basically running for 39 hours straight.
But the hard thing is, they don't know how long it's going to go.
Right.
There's no finish line until the second person decides the assist is done.
So that seems like psychological torture.
A little bit. It takes a special kind of person to come on out here and do this. But it's a great community, and it builds lifelong bonds.
Is there like a tour of events? Like, this is one of them? Or are there other events across the country that do the same type of competition?
Yeah, so that's known as a backyard style race. Ours is, we call it Limitless because we're doing things just a little bit different, but that type of race is there's a bunch going on. Actually, the world championship just passed 114 hours, I saw this morning, or maybe it was last night.
And where was that?
Belgium. That was in Belgium.
That was in Belgium.
Okay.
That was 118, right? Or no, 116.
Is that where they ended?
6, 7, 8. 116.
Where are you from?
Stevens Point.
Oh,
check questions before running this far.
How and you're competing?
Yeah. Why
and,
not?
Wow, is this your first ultra?
No, I'm just the old guy on the course.
How many of these have you done?
This will be 3.
Okay, and you're still alive.
Yeah, because I don't run as far as that guy.
And what's your name?
Tim Krause.
Tim, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you guys too.
Yeah. Seems wild.
We'll see you out there.
Okay, Rob, are you competing or are you just putting this on?
No, so I'm one of the race directors. So there's 4 race directors in total, and we are organizing this and making it happen.
And you've been doing this for how many years?
This is our 5th.
They come from all over the country to do this here in Wausau?
Yep. We've had people from California, from New York. Today, there's Texas. We have a big group that comes from Colorado every year. It's kind of a family reunion. A lot of people keep doing it year after year.
Talk to us about the ultra race culture, if you could, because this goes on all over the world. It's a big thing. Many people might not know about it, but it's an interesting subculture because most people do triathlons and there's Ironmans, you know, obviously
obviously one of the race directors, including yourself, have done multiple Ironmans. Can you talk about, you know, just people's desire and motivation to run until they can't run anymore, like Forrest Gump?
Yeah, I think it comes down to trying to push yourself and see really where your limits are. And that's kind of how the name came around too, Limitless, right? But more so what I found from this community is it's more welcoming and inviting, and everyone is very supportive of each other the whole way through. So it's not very competitive driven on the outside, but it becomes a community. It becomes a family.
I mean, it's very endurance, and I joked around about psychological torturing of yourself, but it does seem like there's a lot of mental toughness involved in ways that are not like while you're doing a regular marathon. What's the difference between people that do a regular marathon, 26.2, and these athletes who insist on going much, much, much further?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's a lot more challenging mentally. Anytime you get out into the ultra realm, it becomes much more mental. It's 90 plus percent mental. Your body will be able to follow through, but I think that's the draw of it. That's the appeal, is to really put yourself into the fire and see how you turn out.
So I know that there's a big, like in Wausau in general, it's a pretty high concentration of people that love to do these types of sports. And we have some of the best endurance athletes in the world. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's actually kind of amazing. We've our race has been won by local people before, going 39 loops, so 164
miles.
Yeah. So, but to that end, there is the same people. There's multiple people that have done 200 mile runs here, right in Wausau, and I can't even count how many 100 mile runs runners that we have here. It becomes, I don't know. It
seems like an addiction.
Yeah, that's yeah, a good word for it. And it has a way of pulling people in. So when you go and you crew, or you have a friend that's doing something like this, it gets in your head and you kind of, well, maybe I can do this. If this person I know can do it, I'll give him a shot myself. And you find out that you can do a lot more than maybe you thought you could.
Well, should we give it a try, Ryan?
No, but I can't wait to stop by maybe in the middle of the night. You guys will still be going?
Oh, yeah. Yep, we'll be out here.
And what do they win aside from confidence and pride?
Yeah. Yep, that's about it. There is a trophy, of course, for the winner, but it's not like a monetary payout or anything like that. It's
But you guys are raising money for good causes, right?
Yeah, so we donate a lot back to the parks because we're taking over one of the parks for the weekend here. We feel like parks are a great place to donate back to, and also to some of the schools around here, to the cross-country programs specifically.
Mm-hmm. But there's seriously some of the best ultra athletes in the world here in Wausau, Wisconsin. What are their names?
Some shout-outs right away.
Yeah.
Well, we had Andrea Larson, who won our first one. She's going to actually be attempting the Ice Age Trail, but she holds multiple fastest known times, like the Superior Trail, and there's a Northern Wisconsin Trail as
well.
What
did you call it? The fastest what?
Fastest known time, FKT.
So fastest known time.
Over a specific trail.
Okay.
So you can take any specific trail, whether it be the Appalachian Trail or...
Didn't she just do like Mount Everest up and down on Rib Mountain?
Can
you... She's the one who did that. Yeah. I heard about
that. Can you explain how that went? What did she do?
So she climbed up and down the Yellow Trail, the really steep part of the Yellow Trail.
At Rib Mountain
about 75 times to equal the distance of Mount Everest.
And she holds the record, the world record for doing that.
Yeah, fastest.
Wow.
Fastest female to do it.
And then Tim Buchholz, he's a world record holder or something too, right?
Yeah, Tim Buchholz and his adventure racing team. So they are, they were number one in the country, I think it was last year. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. I mean, you guys have Wausau Ultra, and then there's obviously Iron Bowl, which you were associated with for a period of time as well. Can we talk to some of the athletes?
Yeah, definitely. Let's get it going.
Okay. Hey, man, how you doing? I'm Ryan. This is Paul. We're from the Wausau Business Show. Where are you from?
From Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. And you come over to run your ass off?
That's right. Every year.
Are you planning on winning or?
We're going to try.
Okay. Are there medical professionals that stand by for people here?
Just in case?
I like to think so. I've never...
never needed one?
Yeah, never needed one. Our the race directors are always taping me up and popping blisters if I need it. So.
Oh, yeah. What happens to your body through this? Let's talk about that. You say popping blisters. Mm-hmm. Do you really mean that they have to like pop the blister and get you back out of the trail kind of deal?
Yeah.
Like you come in for a pit stop?
They're coming in for a pit stop, stripping your socks, stripping your shoes off, popping blisters, get you taped up, get you back out there for the next lap. No one's going to let you quit easy.
Wow, you have a twinkle in your eye because you're just getting ready to go here. And how long do you expect to go for?
The goal is always 24 hours. Okay. That means 100 miles.
And that's before you take a nap?
Yeah, before any sort of nap happens.
So what goes through your head as you're preparing? You're about 20 minutes away from kickoff here. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, just good vibes. Just not think about it.
You're grinning from ear to ear.
One lap at a time. I can't really think about tomorrow.
Good life lesson. What do you do for in your day-to-day?
Day-to-day, I'm a small business owner. Run in the morning.
How many miles do you typically run a day?
I'm not your typical ultra guy. I only run 6 miles a day.
Only.
Yeah. Simple.
What do the normal ultra people do?
I know some people here are running 70, 80, 90, 100 mile weeks.
Well, good luck in the race. Congratulations. What type of small business?
I'm in window cleaning.
Very cool. Well, look
good
very
luck
fit.
Today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you run professionally for Minnesota?
I ran for the Gophers, yeah.
Yeah.
This is wild. Sylvan Hills is beautiful.
Have you ever come here to Tube?
I have, yeah. I've taken the kids here. It's a blast. It looks actually a little bigger in the summer.
Yeah.
It's spring.
Easier to have that rope tow pull you up and then just sit on a tube and go down. I could do that a couple, like 100 times.
Maybe. Rather than run it for 24 hours?
Yeah. It's longer than 24. This is really one hell of a subculture.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. There's tents everywhere. There's trucks. There's
Iowa Hawkeyes tent. They're coming in from all over to do this.
Right.
Not where you're taking us, Rob. Where you're taking us?
Talk to Kevin Jacks. This is his fifth year doing this.
Okay, wow. Are you a local guy? Or
he is. He's a local guy. Works at Century Insurance. And he is, he's locked up in this tent here. Just a second.
Okay. He's getting his blisters ready to go.
Okay.
Probably meditating.
He said he's decent, so.
I would do a lot of meditation if I had to do this right before. Really psych myself up.
That might be the meditating tent he's in right now. Oh, we've been waved in.
We're waved in. Here we go. Yeah, all the athletes have their own tents.
Yeah, hey there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Ryan. This is Paul. We're from the Wausau Business Show.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Ready to go?
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
What's going on in the tent here? Is this like home base for you for the next couple of days?
Yeah, we pretty much got everything we need here. All the food.
What do you do like to prepare for this? You got like gear tape. You've got hydration mix. What's the most important element of this tent?
This chair right here.
Yeah, you look comfortable actually and relaxed.
Yeah, it's the last time you're going to be relaxed in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, do you plan on winning?
I'm hoping for it.
Okay. What? And you're wearing a shirt that says Tahoe 200. That's an endurance run in Lake Tahoe?
Yeah. It's a beautiful race. 200 miles goes around Lake Tahoe.
And you just start and then you end at the 200 mile mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
unlike today where you're just going to go and go and go.
Forever.
And go.
Limitless. Yeah. What sort of injuries or bruising or things happen to your feet and your body while you do all these races?
Probably the number one thing to watch out for is blisters. If your feet swell up or get wet. So I've got, actually a couple years ago I went through 36 pairs of socks. So I brought 50 this year.
And do you keep the same shoes on though? You just change your socks?
No. Swap out shoes. I've got a boot dryer over there so the crew can dry them in between.
How many people crew for you?
I'll have two people here.
Two people, and they provide you nutrition and hydration. And what are you eating during this, you know, as you jog?
Solid foods as long as that'll go for, but at a certain point the body just doesn't want that anymore.
Yeah,
and you're just eating gel packets.
Gel packs, yeah. So at some point during this ultra race your body says, no, I don't want any more solid foods. They just can't stay down?
Yeah, that's what it does for me. I just don't want to eat it.
Do you ever puke it back up, if you don't mind me asking? Or?
I never have.
Okay. No. I see some Uncrustables. My kids like those. I also see some Monster energy drinks. Is that a thing, or do people stay away from that?
Some people do.
Wait, digging something out?
Yeah,
oh,
Red
the
Bull.
Old classic.
Late race, I start drinking one of these every lap. I don't know if that's good for the heart.
Yeah, hopefully there's medical professionals on staff here. This is wild, man. How many loops do you plan on doing?
No idea.
Yeah, until the body shuts down.
Yeah.
So literally you're going until the last man is standing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is wild. Well, thanks for spending some time. Awesome. Good luck. Have a great race.
Good to meet
Take
you.
Care.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are going to listen to this and think this is just insane.
This is John Lauer.
Oh, hey,
John. Nice to meet you. I'm Ryan. This is Paul.
Paul, nice to meet you.
Outfitted in your Iron Bull gear. Yeah, we've got about 20 minutes to go. What's going through your head before the big race?
At least we have good weather.
Yeah.
I think we're good to go on this. Temperatures are great. I have my goal in mind. And then
What's your goal?
I can't tell you.
Okay. All right.
That's part of the process.
I don't want to jinx it. But,
okay.
So I know how far I can go. I know how far I want to go. And we'll see how far, much farther than that I can go.
What was your training process leading up to this?
Just, you know, real steady, trying not to get injured, you know, kind of ramp it up and then taper down. And
how many miles do you run a day typically?
A day broken into between 30 and 40 miles a week. So
Wild. Yeah. And what are you worried about or trying to prevent or thinking about in relation to your body as you go through this race?
Just one step at a time, not going out too fast, you know, just maintaining a pace that I'm not going too fast or not going too slow.
Yeah, so the pacing. What do you do normally, like, in your day-to-day when you're not running?
I'm the executive director of Iron Bowl.
Very cool. Yeah. So how do you compare this track to others you've raced? What do you like about
this? This is fun. It's very endearing because there's a lot of different aspects of it. There's, you know, there's climbing, obviously. There's some technical stuff. There's some flat stuff. So it's not a tempo race by any means. It's just kind of go, and then you get used to the course, and it becomes a friend or a foe, but
the course itself.
Yeah. So
you really develop a relationship with that running.
And it probably evolves throughout the race a little bit because you end up
developing favorite parts of the course and parts that you just don't like.
Okay, so what are you most excited about?
Just being here. This community is awesome. That's kind of what my goal is as a ED for this organization, is to build community. These guys have done an amazing job building that. You know, their goal isn't to get huge. It's just to build this rich community. And I love that. You know, Jake and Ellen and Chad and Rob have done an amazing job. They're just great people. And that's their goal. They want everybody to have fun. And they've done that. So
best of luck to you. And what do racers in this culture say before a big race? Do they say good luck? I mean, in the like theater community, they say break a leg. what do they say here?
You know, ultra runners don't say much.
Well, best of luck. Have a great race.
Yeah, very good to meet you.
Take care. All right, Rob, you're directing this thing. You better get going. Prime time. Let's go, Rob. Congratulations.
Good luck to you.
Great job, man.
See you, buddy.
Rob Hone, one of the founders of the Wausau Ultra. Wow.
What a fun atmosphere here. This is awesome.
What's that?
I like your shoes.
Thank you. I'm going to keep them on, and they're not going to go far. Are you competing?
Yes, I am.
Wow, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah. A lot of people here in very, 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 very good shape.
Yes.
But seriously, how long do you think you could make it, Paul?
I'd like to think I could make it through that first hour. And then...
I think your mind would take over and you'd be like, okay, I'm done.
And these guys are going 36 plus hours. That's crazy.
All right, it's really getting ready now. There's a guy doing a farmer blow. That's a good technique.
Clear out before the big race.
Okay, final hugs and kisses before the kickoff here.
Final seconds. We're about to hear the starting signal.
All right, let's count it down together. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, guys. Let's do it.
Right. Here they go. All right, we'll see you guys in a couple days. The Wausau is the show.
Business show, and everybody's wondering what's going on with the construction right next to Malarkey's. The old Townies is under construction.
It sure is.
Here's Jesse Bartnick to talk to us about it.
Hello.
Hey. So Jesse is a founder of Fork Truck Food Group, which is the hospitality group that has acquired Malarkey's, and Paul and I are silent investors. We were happy to
participate in the acquisition of that after Tyler, you know, found himself in the position he did. And we bought it because we wanted to carry on the great legacy and tradition that Tyler started in Malarkey's. But obviously, Paul and I don't have any experience.
Oh, well, on that side of the bar.
You did work.
I worked at Mino's back
Italian,
in the day.
Italian Cucina, yeah. But yeah, but Jesse has immense experience and is an investor of this venture as well. And the reason that you are an investor is because you have all the experience. But Jesse, what, for 20 years, you've been running restaurants and bars?
It's been a long time. Yeah, just started behind a bar when I was about 12 years old. And
is that legal?
We can edit that. We'll edit that out.
Yeah, no, We don't edit it.
Statute of limitations has run out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Then you went on to, were you like the founding manager of Brews Brothers?
No, but I was the general manager there for a little while. And that was right after I was the bar manager of The Bar.
The Bar. What a name.
Yeah. And then you have a bunch of different experiences since then. But then you were heavily involved in a couple of restaurants that opened up in Door County, managing those.
Yep.
As well as the famous, beautiful, and highly rated Velveteen Plum.
Yep.
And cool. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, Tyne and Cellar.
Yep. Mikey's and Plover.
And Mikey's
and
Plover.
And some other things. A lot of work with Mike Mosguy.
Yeah. And you obviously have a big passion for this. We've known you for a couple of years and you love it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Huge passion for the industry. It's one of those things that, like most people in this industry, have gone through seasons of just thinking about leaving, and then you kind of just find yourself completely wrapped back up into it. And
everyone's half a step away from leaving constantly, right?
I think that's true in every industry.
But you
for
hit
the
that point where yeah. it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And you realize that you have a huge passion for it. And here we are.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Don't you think that everybody in any industry, like I hear lawyers talk about that all the time, or doctors even.
Lawyers maybe more than most.
Yeah. 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 They're just like, I got to get out of this industry.
Yeah.
I just want to do something else. I want to be a horticulturist.
Yeah. We all want to be a horticulturist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with Townies?
So Townies is no more.
Okay. We noticed.
It had a good run.
Yeah.
It had a good run.
Yeah. 2012 was the founding year of Townies.
Yeah.
But a lot of changes on the restaurant side of things. We're going to be trying something new for the area, going with a little fast casual concept that we'll be looking to talk more about in the coming weeks. But lots going on.
All right.
Can you announce it'll be open for lunch?
It will be open all for right. lunch.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news.
The old Townies will be open for lunch.
That's right.
Yeah, so kind of looking at, like I said, a whole different take on what that space was, but looking to be open lunches, a big focus on late night as well. So ideally, if we can staff the way that we're looking to staff,
we'd be
open until bar close on the weekends, especially, and sort of have a separate but cohesive experience between Malarkey's and that fast casual side.
But Malarkey's, awesome. The iconic Malarkey's, you're keeping the way it was meant to be, right?
Yeah. So Malarkey's, we have the same bartending staff that we did have. We still have Josh, our general manager, Tony, who's been there forever.
Yeah.
And we did put a fresh coat of paint.
Come in and see the fresh coat of paint.
Different color, I heard.
Yeah, it's a little different.
A little different. Okay.
Yeah, we went with a hot pink.
Oh, okay.
It's
very different.
Yeah, very different. No, but stop by, check it out.
Very cool. And when is the new Townies going to be open, roughly?
We're hoping for before the end of the month. This month, we'll announce a specific date soon.
Cool.
But hoping before the end of the month. And so if you pay attention to especially the Malarkey's social media, we'll be coming out with social media for the new restaurant in the coming weeks as well. But we're already starting to hire.
Cool.
Can't wait.
Jesse Bartnick, the new operator, investor, and leader over at Malarkey's and whatever the new Townies is going to be.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, Jesse.
Exciting stuff.
Thank you very much. Don't go too fast, mama. I'm steady on a rock tripping. I tell you that I'm not slipping. But tell me how the thing ripping. Let's say that there will be lipping. Standing on top, licking.
tell you that I don't know, but you're favored now by 50, and I'm right at home. And damn it.
Wausau Business Show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
The Wausau Business Show.
The number one show for and about Wausau. Every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. And available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. Visit wausaubusiness.com for more details.
All right, let's roll right into Wausau Mama. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Cheryl Woken.
Cheryl, welcome.
Hi. Hey, Cheryl. Yeah, pleasure to have you. Wausau Mama, what year did you start that?
Ooh, I think that started around maybe 2018.
Yeah, you've got thousands and thousands of followers giving advice for families in Wausau on how to live a better life in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. And what inspired you to start that?
That was inspired because I am not from this area. Okay. And so when I moved here, I struggled to find things to do. Mm-hmm. And as I was finding all these cool places to go and fun things to do with my kids, I figured, why not put that somewhere so other people wouldn't have to struggle like I did?
Yeah, you can share the knowledge that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. And when did you move here?
We moved here in 2013.
Okay. From where?
We were living in the Twin Cities.
And it's easy in the Twin Cities to find resources to do stuff with children. And then the blog led into the ABCs of Wausau.
Yes.
Which is everywhere. My kids love it. Our kids love it.
Yeah.
This came out a few years ago. And it's one of the best-selling books in Wausau, I would say. And that is a fact.
Yeah. Jane Yonke told us that, I think.
Jane did.
they've been great. They sell a lot of the book. And yeah, I just love that they're such a great partner.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
How many copies of this have you sold?
Ooh, well, we had some great partnerships with businesses, so I was actually able to give books away to schools when I first published it.
Wow.
So that really helped with getting it into the hands of kids right away. But yeah, probably over 1,000.
Wow, and continuing to sell. It's on the bookstores everywhere, and it's at Barnes and Noble too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's great for the kids, but it's cool for the parents too that are reading it with their children because it's cool facts about Wausau. It's really well done.
Page 29 is the Ice Age Trail.
One of my favorites.
In Ringgold, but also runs through. That's a really iconic, really unique to the area here is the Ice Age Trail. And we became an Ice Age Trail certified community here. How does that work this year?
Yeah.
Give us a distinction.
Yeah, I think it's some like collaboration with the Ice Age Trail Alliance. And now we're like recognized on all their websites and publications and things as, an official community.
Also on page I is Iron Bull.
Oh, another cool I one. Yeah. How did you choose these? You're going through the alphabet and just kind of figuring out what are the coolest two things Wausau has to offer that start with that letter.
Yeah. So some like I was like 100% sure I wanted to include, but when I was writing the book, I would put out like a social media post and say like, okay, letter I, community, like, let me know what you suggest.
Oh, good market research.
Yeah. So sometimes it was like, oh, wow, like people really want this instead of this. But yeah, for the most part, I think people were pretty much in agreement with what I was kind of thinking already.
Yeah, tea is obviously the Grand Theater, but then you did Taste and Glow.
Oh yeah, cool. Any honorable mentions that didn't quite make the book that you want to give a shout out to?
Ooh, there were lots of ideas that people had about like restaurants to include. And I kind of decided like if I started doing restaurants, it would be hard to figure out which ones to include and which ones not.
Yeah.
But yeah, those were oftentimes brought up by people.
And in the restaurant industry, restaurants come and go. So that could be dated pretty quick, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. That could get tricky.
Yeah. D, obviously, for the Dudley Tower.
Oh, yeah.
But also for the Dells of Eau Claire, the county park.
That's a good call there.
Yeah.
On D.
We've got E for Wausau Events. Wausau Events Chalk Fest.
Great event for children, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it keeps going and going. F for Farmers Market. One of the best farmers markets in the state of Wisconsin.
I try to go as often as possible. It really is a cool farmers market.
Yeah. And also for Farm, the Stony Acre Farm.
Oh, I love the pizza there.
Yeah. Great pizza.
Yeah, great place to go.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool.
What would you say the most popular page of this book is, Cheryl?
Ooh. That's a really hard question. I think it really depends. Like, I've done story times at different places, and I sometimes ask kids, like, oh, what's your favorite page? And something's, like, very personal. Like, oh, my dad works at the village of Cronenwetter, so they really like the page about Cronenwetter.
Yeah.
Or just, like, different places they've been. Like, JoJo's Jungle, I'd say.
A lot
of kids do say that one. Yeah, it's fun to see kids, are, when I read the book, they're like, oh, I recognize that. Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of excitement when they, you know, see places that they've been around town.
For sure.
And this was published by Cloudy Books Press out of Weston.
Yeah. So I made my own publishing company.
Okay.
Because if you don't have your own and you just publish through, like, Amazon or something, then they actually have the rights to your book. So if you, you know, just create your own LLC.
Simple as that.
That's all you basically need to do to have the rights.
And then you retain the rights, and that's your book, and you can do with it what you want.
Exactly.
Okay. Got
it. The photography for this was done by Emily Voss, Voss Studios.
Yeah, she took my photo, and then all the other photos I took myself.
Okay.
There is one that I was able to get from the Hmong Wausau Festival.
Okay.
Cool. I wasn't able to go.
It's
like
a great festival.
Two or three years in a row. Yeah. So I was like, oh, can I please use one of your photos?
Yeah.
They were very gracious to let me use one.
Very nice.
Well, this was published in 2021 originally, and fortunately last year Monk Botanical Gardens on page 28 did not go with the Wausau Botanic Gardens. They changed it back.
Yeah, we wanted the campaign to keep it, and I'm glad we did for the sake of this book.
Exactly. There you go. One less page I have to update.
Right,
I do a reprint. Yep.
Exactly.
Is there ever going to be a reprint or an update?
I think there will be, yes, because there's, you know, a couple things that have changed slightly, or a few photos where I'm like, oh man, I have a better photo of that now. So yeah, I think there would be a few tweaks when I eventually do a reprint.
And what would you say you've learned about the area and has been most insightful for you as an author and as a blogger through this all?
Yeah, I think there were a couple places I hadn't really been to very much before writing this book. It definitely was, well, when I first started planning it, I was like, ooh, like, can I find two things for each letter of the alphabet? And I had to kind of finagle some, like, for letter X and Z, you know, I kind of had to
tough ones.
Stretch things a little bit to make them fit. But yeah, I think it just shows how many great things there are to do in this area because, yeah, two things for every letter. And some letters, it was like a really hard decision which ones to cut.
So you highlight, let me do the quick math, 52 things to do around Wausau. And is it all family-based, would you say?
I would say for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to pick things that I thought, you know, families and kids would enjoy.
Great resource, it turns out to be.
What's your most popular blog post?
Ooh.
Because you look at all the analytics on that, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, I do a weekly post. So I think, you know, everyone, like, well, lots of people look forward to just getting that update of, like, things to do in the area. Yeah. Otherwise, I do list preschools. I know that has been popular in the past.
Yeah.
It just kind of, yeah, depends on the time of the year, too.
Yeah, because I would imagine with your following, you just, people are eating this up, you know, and it's all about stuff to do with your families. What categories of information have been the most popular, would you say?
I think just, like, general lists of things to do.
Okay.
I do have a page where I list out, like, suggestions of activities by age group.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I know, unfortunately, there aren't probably a ton of options for, like, tweens and teens, but there are things to do out there.
Yeah.
So I think that has been nice for some people who are like, oh, I really am, you know, I'm not sure what my tween can do in the area.
Yeah, they're not going to go to the
especially if they're not into sports. I feel like that then becomes a bit of a challenge, but there are options out there.
What would you say the most popular place for children and families is in Wausau out of all of these things?
And it's not actually in the book, but I'd say the Children's Imaginarium has been a really great place for families to go that wasn't around when I wrote this book.
And what's your favorite thing to do with your children?
Ooh, they're getting a little older now, but still just being outside, like going to the Dells of the Eau Claire, going to playgrounds, Rib Mountain, like hiking on Rib Mountain is really great.
Exactly. What's your background, Cheryl?
My background, I don't have any experience writing books.
They haven't always been a children's book author.
Like professionally or anything like that. So yeah, I feel like a lot of things I've done have been kind of self-taught. So I wrote a lot of this book during COVID. So it was kind of a COVID project of, like, I'm stuck at home. I was homeschooling my kids at the time too, so it was just kind of something where I could challenge myself and learn something new during a time when I, you know, wasn't really out and about very much.
Yeah. And now you are the program director at Big Brothers Big Sisters, one of the great organizations in the area. How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's going really well. It's really been inspiring to see all of the great bigs we have in our community and the impact that they make on the lives of the littles that they mentor. And yeah, it's fun to see like all the different things that they do together. So it's not like, you know, a professional mentor, like where you have to, you know, be teaching someone everything you know. It's just kind of about being there for a kid and being another person who's there for them once a week.
Such a cool organization. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we are looking forward to the updated version of ABCs of Wausau. What are you going to call it? ABCs of Wausau 2 or
the XYZs of Wausau?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'll keep the title the same and just have it be like, update, you know, the copyright date will be different or whatever, or if I'll change the title.
Well, it's a cool concept.
Cheryl Wolkin, Wausau Mama and the ABCs of Wausau author. Good to have you in.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Cheryl. Very cool.
Busy weekend in Wausau. Ben Folds is coming tomorrow to the Grand.
Can't wait.
Been rescheduled from a number of months back because he got sick.
Yeah.
Poor Ben Folds.
But at least he rescheduled. The man of his word.
She's a brick and I'm drowning slowly.
Beautiful. If you want to hear him instead of us, come tomorrow to the Grand Theater.
Yeah, but right now, Patrick Phelan and Tim Parker.
Hey, guys. Hey.
All right, we are going to celebrate the music of Chicago next weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing it again. It was so successful last year.
It was wonderful last year. We did two nights last year. We're doing one night this year just because the schedule is so tight.
Are you guys still touring Chicago in Chicago? You're doing Chicago in Chicago
We're doing Chicago everywhere we can.
Yes, that's awesome. This all is a benefit for the community as well, Tim, right?
Yes, it is. This is a fundraiser to make music accessible to everyone. So we're starting out by providing scholarships for student musicians so they don't have to pay to play in the various bands in our community.
And Patrick, I know we covered this last season when you did it, but your favorite Chicago song?
Oh, I'd have to say Beginnings is my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, you know that's right. Paul? Yeah.
I hope that's what I said last year.
I think it is.
We won't fact check.
I always say look away.
That's the top dog.
That's the number one, baby.
And Patrick, your son we had on
a number of months ago,
but yes, he was in the movie
A Complete Unknown.
A complete unknown.
Yeah. And although he's a drummer, he played a guitarist. Yeah. Is that right?
That is correct. They hired him for his looks.
Right.
See where he got those from.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Tim, how's it going with Red Lobster? You're a correspondent on the Red Lobster saga. I know you're talking to corporate and you've been in touch with the CEO and his team down in there.
CEO is interested to visit Wausau. So we're coming up with an event and a time frame where that will happen. Maybe we could have him come to the 400 block with his Red Lobster food truck.
Yes, we heard that he might bring the food truck. Is that right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, we could do some Chicago songs and Patrick Phelan and the band could perform as well.
That sounds great.
Okay, but in the meantime, it's May 10th. Where can people get tickets?
Well, there's a couple places. The easiest probably to remember is AliveAgainTribute.com.
AliveAgainTribute.com. And I know it's almost sold out, so you want to go now. AliveAgainTribute.com. And what time does it start on May 10th?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. That's when the horns blow out.
Yeah. 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And we've got an opening act as well. The D.C. Everest Jazz Ensemble is going to open for us. And they are fabulous.
And you're also in the band Hip Pocket.
That's correct.
And he's wearing his Hip Pocket band sweatshirt here.
Donning the goods right now.
I love it. Yes. Love it. And on the back of the shirt, turn around so Paul can see it
Please. Yeah, I haven't seen this yet.
It says,
I'm with the band. Yeah. I like that. I got to get one of those.
Yeah. Patrick Phelan and Tim Parker, thanks for all you do for the community. It's Alive Again, May 10th, next Saturday at the Venninga Theater. And it's a great show. It's going to be sold out again, and we can't wait. Yes. Are you going to be back next year, too?
I hope so.
Absolutely.
That's the idea.
All right. Yeah.
Buy your tickets now, and you can meet Ryan and Paul at the show, too.
Can't wait.
There we go. Can't wait.
Singing along. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Alive Again, next Saturday at the Venninga Theater, May 10th. Thanks a lot for stopping by, Patrick. We'll see you next time. All right, take care.
Thanks, guys.
That was a lot of show.
Yeah, we packed a lot in today. Maybe too much.
The tank's on empty now, Paul.
Yeah, I can't do any more.
From high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. The end.
I'm exhausted.
And you haven't even run a mile.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, are they still going?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's still going.
All right.
All right. Yeah, that won't stop until Sunday. Okay, man. Talk
keep
to you
running.
Later.
Yeah.
Bye.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.